This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
With everything that's been going on, we know many of you have questions about the market and how your portfolio is doing. So today you'll hear a lot about Scott's six-step educational process and how it can help you get some answers. We'll probably answer some of your questions on the show today, but for more information, you can always call us 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And we've made it real simple. Available online as well, 609-488-4646.com. We've all been caught off guard at some point, and it's a terrible feeling. You just freeze like a deer in the headlights. Everything hits you at once, and you feel paralyzed. How does analysis paralysis impact people who need to make decisions about retirement, Scott?
Well, you know, Alex, I appreciate you asking that because a lot of people out there are almost like a deer in headlights. And more important than that, I was thinking about these crazy lions and these guys that are going into the cage. And it's funny that I noticed, especially going to these wonderful animal shows when I was a little kid in the circus. You probably remember that, right, Alex?
Oh, of course. Little? Oh, yeah. I loved it.
And I think about this. It's funny. Why the heck is this guy picking up a stool, but looking into it further, holds up a stool and he thrusts the legs towards the wild animal? Well, now I'm thinking about it. Why? You know, the animal is trying to focus on what? Not the person holding it, but the four legs. Focusing on the four legs at once really makes the animal paralyzed and it overwhelms the animal. I think we also need to be tamed. We don't need to be weakened by the paralysis of analysis. We don't need to be weakened by the inflationary issues that we're facing. The interest rates are screaming because we become disabled. We get frozen. We don't know what the heck to do. And I see so many people on a daily basis and their attention is so fragmented that they forget the game plan. I need to retire healthy, have a long-term game plan. It's not the short-term game plan, but my goodness, where do I go? And I get those questions all the time, Alex. So this analysis by paralysis is real. And I think it's human nature as well as animal instincts, which we all have. And we need to have, giants stand on the shoulders of other giants. And that's what we've been doing now going on our 41st year in the industry. Because there's a lot going on out there, Alex.
Absolutely, Scott. And some people might put off planning because they just don't know what the process is like or how hard it might be. So can you talk a little bit about your office and what potential clients can expect when they come in to meet with you and your team?
You know, I would hope when they leave our office, they would say, this was a good meeting. You know, I wasn't twisted my arm to make a sale. I didn't get pressured. This is my goal when people leave our office. So I start with the end in mind. I want them to feel like, you know what, they got their questions answered. And if they're really serious about their money, they would have written down the questions before they came in. Because when I get to know people, the first one of the most important steps is the first step, getting them to know me and them to get to know my clients. If they want referrals, they want people to know about us. If they want to know my staff, our job is to make it a warm, friendly relationship, and that's where I believe it starts. And I actually did a workshop when we had the, Alex, you remember with the COVID, no one could come into the office. They couldn't talk. They got stuck on the phones. They were scared because they're going to get sick. And so I actually put on the website there a little bit about our process. And number one is getting to know us and knowing that they're not going to have to get their arm twisted to do business. Because frankly, anybody that goes into a financial advisor's office, financial planner's office, a salesman, or a bank, if they do business on the first appointment, frankly, they really didn't do their homework. They need to understand, is there a chemistry? And I think that's critical to me.
Yeah, that is a great point, Scott. And I know that you've been real strategic putting together your team and you're proud of your team. And before you tell us a little bit about your team, again, how can people contact you, Scott?
You know, we can reach our studios, as you mentioned in the beginning. I appreciate that. 609-488-4646. By the way, that's our website. If you want to visit us or give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. For any kind of information people have on their hearts, there's nothing worse than going to bed with a burden on your shoulders because you really can't sleep well. And your legs are twitching, your brain's twitching, but you can't get to sleep because you're worried about this stock market, this industry. And, you know, going in this market now, I can tell you, if you're waking up in your skivvies, go on the online 609-488-4646.com.
And Scott, do tell me about your team and the people that you've assembled there to help folks.
We've got a great team. You know, going on our 41st year in the industry, you go through people. And obviously, we have people that just handle the paperwork. We have people that handle the customer service. We have a great support system with the Advisors Excel company, which we work with. It's tremendous service we get for ourselves as well as our clients. And it's all about my staff at first. They're my first clients, my staff. Why? Because they really are supporting myself so I can do the research and my staff with George Costanis, another financial advisor in my office. We're able to help each other. And, you know, when times are tough, we're able to lean on each other and help each other out as well as help the clients when they call in. And that's really important to me, is that high touch.
Mm-hmm. No, that's beautiful. And I know the retirement plan that you build with clients is called your six-step educational process. Can you explain your educational process to our listeners?
It's probably sounds almost cliche as the six-step process. Frankly, I don't even know how many steps it is, but I can tell you number one.
However many it takes.
step number one is getting to know you.
Yes, of course.
And you getting to know me. You see, if you don't have that synergism, that feeling, maybe you feel like you're good hands. I don't care how good looking the guy or gal is, the financial advisor. I don't care if they're the best looking in the world. The question is, what's in it for them? What are they looking for? Or, as my book indicates, you know, the financial planning process can lead your money to a mousetrap. You need to know, the clients need to know what the mousetraps are. And that's why I wrote the book many years ago, which became a bestseller. So number one is getting to know the clients. Number two is really getting the facts. What's going on? And that's why I talked about the financial advisor, working with the tax advisor, as well as working with the lawyer. Understanding the picture behind the picture, because we can talk about the monies. We can talk about the inflation or stagflation, possibly. We can talk about all these areas, but what's it really about to you? Because you got a lot of people out there, Alex, as you know, that let's go really invest the money in the stock market. Because you remember in 2020, the market was roaring. 2021, it screamed to the end. And then, of course, December 27th, the market started dropping, almost like 1989. The Japanese market was almost the same exact date, which it is. When the market starts to drop, that's when people get scared. Everybody loves the market going up and they want to get more risky. But when the market starts to drop, it's almost like they want the stock market gains. Well, like you, Alex, you want to eat ice cream and cake, but you don't want the calories. It's the same thing as the stock market. We don't want to take all that risk, but what's the definition of their risk? I guess what I'm saying to you is, Alex, I need to know what their definition of risk is. And I think that's critical.
Absolutely. And rather than pushing someone towards a certain product right away, I know that you take a different approach. Can you kind of explain how your approach and your educational process might be a better one?
So after getting to know the person, getting to know their risks, the third process, of course, what's their definition of risk? Now, you could go into the alphas and the betas or the risk factor. Then I might be talking over someone's head. Let me give you an example, Alex. If you had $100,000 and you said, Scott, I love making money. I see the market did 20% and my accounts did wonderful. Well, Alex, my question to you is, and to anyone listening right now, really is this, what if the market had a 20% drop?
Mm-hmm.
You see, what if it was a 50% drop like it was in 2000 to 2003 and almost a 60% drop from 2007 to 2009? Did you weather the storm? Did your sleep get a little bit less sleep? Did you worry? Were you sitting behind a computer waiting by osmosis that the market will take off? Or did you rest comfortably knowing by dividends and interest you're getting a nice dividend, even though you're in risk? I need to know the risk tolerance or the risk level of each person. Each person is not a cookie cutter design. I think that's really important. So when I get to know somebody, as I said, there's so many different investment tools in the universe of investments, from money market accounts right up to heck, the stock market accounts, international, overseas, whether it's safe money like the CDs or maybe safe money in the annuity world, which the annuity has a bad name. My goodness, they have bad names. But there's some really good, yummy tools out there that could give you a 3 to 4% guaranteed rate of return, depending on when they're listening to the show, obviously. But right now, with the rates going up, there could be some great tools in the tool chest for some people. It's not a cookie cutter solution fits all. And I think that's people need to understand, which is step four of our process. How does each one of the investment tools work? That's important, which most people don't understand.
Well, and Scott, again here, give me the information here for people that want to contact you if they hear something today they want more information about.
I'd love to speak to people off the air if they'd like. It's 609-488-4646. Again, that's 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. If you have a question, there's nothing worse than not getting it answered and going to bed at night and worrying about, should I ask that question? So anytime they want to give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. If I'm not available, Alex, they can just schedule a time and say, hey, Scott, I want to talk to you. I'd be happy to do that.
More information also available on the site, which can be reached at 609-488-4646.com. Retirement, it's a new phase of life, and anything new can make us nervous. Change is hard,
sure.
But after the break, we'll talk about how you can change up your routine to get ready for retirement.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Many of us are creatures of habit. We have our usual order at our favorite restaurant. I know that I do. We take our coffee a certain way. Mine's all black. We don't like to switch banks, accountants, or doctors because we're comfortable with how things are done. But if you're getting close to retirement, you should seriously consider changing things up. Scott, why is it important to break out of our routine when it comes to planning for retirement?
It's like changing sneakers. I can promise you one thing, and you jog a lot, you got to get new sneakers. They wear out. Or maybe there's a better sneaker out there. I have bad knees like some of the listeners right now. And as old as I get, the older I get, the more I feel things are popping out. And then maybe it's a change for one type of sneaker to another type of sneaker. And I think the change is sometimes hard for people. For example, when you have an advisor or a doctor, I should say, you go to that same doctor and you move into another town. The biggest concern when people move from, let's say, North Jersey or from Philly down to our area down here in Waretown, New Jersey, or in my farm down in Ocala, Florida, it's hard to find doctors and you have to get word of mouth. That's number one. Number two, get to know the people you're working with. It's not a set and forget it. And making that connection is so critical. But breaking out of routine, man, you couldn't have said it better, whether they're switching banks accounts or attorneys or doctors. Who is going to take advantage of you? Who is really out for your benefit? And that's what we all think about. It's almost like when I had the guy do the work at my farm this week in Southampton, New Jersey. I'm wondering, he's a brand new worker, and is he going to take care of the horses correctly? We've got a lot of horses, and there's nothing worse than having someone who doesn't really take care of the animals. And although my daughter would freak out, my wife would. It's changing people. When that makes sense, I mean, it's almost like you're dating in the beginning, and then everybody smells good, their breath smells good, but you find out, oh, there's a problem later, and that's, you need to really find out. Changing that routine is very hard, and think you couldn't have said it better, is you have to change routine if you want bigger and better. Or perhaps maybe there's, I should say, advisors were wonderful at one point, and maybe the client just outgrew the advisor. Maybe they were in the accumulation phase of their practice. They're good at the accumulation phase, but in the pulling out stage, I say in the income stage, they don't specialize in that, and they don't understand the bond issues, bond mutual funds versus individual bonds or individual tools that are going to give them a nice steady stream of income. They're not used to that. And that's the hardest shift, I can promise you. When you go from the growth or the accumulation phase to the income phase, that to me, when it comes to the finance, which I spoke about in our book, The Three Blind Mice, that's the hardest shift. How do you shift from growth phase? Because you're always looking at the bottom right-hand number, right, Alex? When you look at your statement, Alex, you look at the bottom right-hand number, and it's up or down. But did you look at the stage where it's, well, how many more shares did you get by dividends of reinvestments? Or are you pulling out organically your required minimum distribution organically, or are you having to sell shares of stock, which could be almost cannibalization or evaporation of your portfolio because you're pulling out money from your account, having to sell more shares of stock, which I've seen so many people do, and they evaporate their money, not understanding they could just take the dividends and interest from their portfolio. And that's where you make the statement of obviously making that shift, shifting from the growth stage to the income stage. And that's where I find the hardest problem, not only finding advisors that are focused and that know this industry, but on top of it, are they specialists in that area? And of course, if they're not, you could really evaporate your money quickly and run out of money.
And let's talk a little bit more specifically about change and things that change with our savings when we get into retirement. Can you talk a little bit about that, Scott?
Yeah. You know, when it comes to savings, I'm at a phone call today with a doctor and plenty of assets. And I was teasing him on the phone. I said, you guys are pretty frugal, aren't you? You haven't even gone on a trip. Well, Scott, you know, the COVID, we can't get away. I said, well, get in your car and take a trip. Yeah, we're going to. And Frank was telling me and his wife, Lucille, he said, well, Scott, you know, we're so happy that we have extra cash because we see what's happening. This inflation really is eroding money. I'm so glad that we're in a good position that we could live on the dividends and interest. Well, how does that make you feel? Scott, we feel secure. We feel okay. But again, savings can be eroded by, well, getting a phone call from your daughter or your son because they need extra money. Savings can be eroded because you go out to dinner too much. Savings can be eroded rapidly by, you know, you go out with your friends and some of you out there listening right now, your friends know that you have more money than they do, and they kind of expect you to pick up the tab. There's a book on that I read, and you kind of feel guilty because you know you've been blessed and you've saved money, but they had the same 24 hours you did. Mm-hmm. You just happened to be frugal. And so I encourage people, you save money. There's a lot of tools that are liquid tools that could give you some good returns, possibly, for the right person if it meets your risk tolerance, or perhaps you don't want any risk at all. There's a lot of good tools out there. But again, I think about savings. I'm so glad people are savings. And now the rates, obviously, I was reading the reports the other day, and actually Bloomberg this morning was talking about the savings are now starting to dwindle because obviously we're spending so much money on food and shelter and gas. So be careful out there. Be careful on how you're spending money. I think that's critical on the changing of what's, especially in retirement, giving away too much money to kids. I want to take care of my kids. I don't know if you've heard of that, Alex. Have you heard people wanting to take care of their kids?
I mean, it sounds noble. Sounds like a great idea, but I mean, you can't shoot yourself in the foot at the same time.
And you could be at the same time shooting yourself in the foot, even though your heart strings are being pulled to helping the kids, but you're forgetting looking 10 years down the line and you're both healthy, you and your wife or husband, or maybe you're single and you start giving up to the kids and you end up maybe not as well off as you wish.
Well, and Scott, it's like being in the airplane and when it's time to put the oxygen mask on. You got to put it on yourself before you put it on your kid. Because, you know, you don't want to be in a bad position and you can't help your kid at all. So you got to take care of yourself.
That's the truth.
Hey, Scott.
That is the daggum truth.
Scott, tell me, you know, if something's resonating with folks today or if they want to get a hold of you for more information, how could they do that?
I'd love them to give our studios a call at 609-488-4646. Any question, we'd be happy to talk to you off the air anytime they want. 609-488-4646. By the way, just add.com and that's our website. It'll go right there. But I think, you know, Alex, I appreciate you asking people to if they wish to ask some questions or get some great information. The worst thing that happened in a workshop or a radio show or a TV show that I do is they have these questions on their shoulder. They let them sit there, but they forget to ask the questions. And here it is, 3-4 weeks later, where they could have got a question answered, and all of a sudden, we'll use the three blind mice, your lights go dim, you didn't get your power of attorney up to date. Maybe you didn't fix your will, or maybe your taxation is, you pulled money out of the wrong account. If you've got those questions, I've got the answers. I can promise you that. 609-488-4646. Alex, I think anybody willing to give us a shout out, we'd love to speak to you off the air.
Definitely. And speaking of questions, Scott, what kind of questions do you ask potential new clients to help them with the transition from working years into retirement?
I want to find out what they're going to do after they retire. I want to know, what do you plan on doing? I mean, here you are, you're working, and people ask me that question, Alex, all the time. I'm at 63, almost 64 years old, and a few more months. I don't know how to turn the engine off. I thank God, I'm so blessed by the Lord that I have this job because I can sit and work with people all day long. I don't know how I would retire. I don't even plan on it. But there are people that are retire. What's the next step? Because you just can't turn the engines off of the Ferrari. You got to cool them down and try. So I guess the number one is, what's their transition? What are they looking at doing? What are you going to help? You're going to donate time? Are you and your wife or your husband, your significant other, your family? You're going to go on trips? I want to know what's really resonating in their heart where they can say, you know, I just want to relax. Well, that might be good for a few months. Alex, my best friend Dale, he's so laid back. We grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, and he could sit around the campfire, shoot the breeze, and then go work out every day. He's been dedicated. He always makes fun of me because I just love talking to people and working with people. So his definition of retirement is totally opposite than mine. I need to know the people that I work with, the people that want to work with me. I want to know what their definition of retire, because it's about them. It's not about Scott McLean. I can promise you that.
Well, and retirement's just so much different now than it was for our parents and grandparents as well. And, you know,
that's for sure.
Scott, when you're asking these, you know, potential new clients questions, are people surprised you don't start by wanting to discuss their account balances and investments right away?
That's it. You know, no one's ever asked me that question. And the answer is yes. They'll pull out their statements. We usually ask when people come in on the six-step process, do me a favor, bring your tax returns, bring your will, power of attorney, living will, and your trust. Bring those in. Bring in your investment statements. You know, the first 15 to 20 minutes, I don't even ask about their monies, as you well stated. I'm glad you know my business, because frankly, it's not about the numbers. It comes to numbers, but it's about, as we just spoke about, the quality of their life, the quality of the retirement. And if they're in retirement already, how do they want to pass it on? What does it look? You're in heaven and you're looking down. What does it look like to you? Did you want to make sure your daughter or your son got the money, or their spouse or their kids? I need to know about that. So it doesn't really start with the account balances. It starts with, what does their heart want? What does their their family want? What is their mom and dad, if their mom and dad is still alive? What do they want? And how do they want to pass the heirs on? This, to me, is a relationship, a long-term relationship, which now in our 40, going our 41st year, we've got clients been with us for almost 38 years, many have passed away. But I'm really blessed to know what's in each person's heart and how we can help them in their definition of help, not Scott's definition of help. Does that kind of make sense a little bit?
No, it really does. And Scott, before you give that number out again, can you tell me a little bit about what goes into an income plan for retirement? Because it's more than just having a budget, right?
It is. A budget is a good place to the macro picture, the big picture. I want X, Y, Z. But when it comes to income, the stream of income is, well, several different streams, whether they're a preferred stock paying out a quarterly dividend or a bond paying twice a year, or perhaps it might be an MLP, Master Limited Partnership, or a Business Development Corporation, a BDC. They all pay different ways. But we need to know exactly what this family would like to have in, or this individual or couple would like to have it on a monthly basis. Then we can design it around where the investment goes. But then, Alex, I think you know this as well as I do. What if they want a guaranteed income stream? An income stream that will not evaporate, will not erode. An income stream that maybe would keep up with inflation, like we see Social Security. We saw a ratchet up in Social Security in 2021 when they noticed it's going to be 5.8%. And the question is going to be, at this income stream level, well, you know what? I can bank on this. So when I go to the mailbox on the first Monday of every month, the check will be there. So when we look at these tools, this is what we need to explain to our clients, how each one of these different individual tools work and what they can expect and what they shouldn't expect if there's a bump in the road like we're seeing now in the market economy.
Got to replace that paycheck. And Scott, how can people get a hold of you if you're hearing something today and you want more information?
If they want more information, we have a commissioned reports on income. I'd love to get that to them at 609-488-4646. Just give our studios a shout out and we'll be able to speak to them off the air. So our studios can be reached again, 609-488-4646.
You know that junk drawer in your kitchen? Does it remind you of your financial plan? Well, we'll talk about how to get your plan in order coming up next.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Scott speaks about savings down by the seashore.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Back to Financial Insanity with Scott McLean and co-host Alex Dingman.
We all have that one drawer in our home, the junk drawer. Most of the time, it's in the kitchen, and you know what you're going to find in there. Batteries, rubber bands. I know I got some power cords and some stuff that I don't even know what it's for anymore. Random bits and pieces that at one time seemed very important enough to keep, but now we're in desperate need of some organization. Scott, how many clients come to you thinking they have a plan, but they really have a financial junk drawer that needs to be organized?
That's a funny way to say it. I can tell you that financial junk drawer, boy, it'd be like, I'm very, very organized in my own mind, but when my staff comes into my office, He says, Scott, how do you know where things are? Well, I know where they are. Well, I can promise you this. They don't know where it is. And no. I think that's when it comes to financial planning, how the financial planning process leads your money to a mousetrap. And one of our chapters in the book is having an organized plan, a plan that can really be determined by, well, if your lights go dim, I'll call it, they start twinkling and your lights start going dim, maybe Alzheimer's, dementia. Well, who knows where to pick up the ball? Your spouse, your significant other, your kids. And I think about this, the junk drawer. I never thought about it that way, but it is a junk drawer. If someone else can't really understand or who to call, which is your three blind mice, who do they call? I can almost promise you, if the person who has the money, the financial advisor, that's probably the first call the kids are going to make. But the question is, does the financial advisor have a copy of their will? Power of attorney, living will, trust agreement on file. Most of the time, that's the number one junk is their organization. They don't have a game plan in case their lights start to go dim or their lights go out. And if their lights go out, who are they going to call? You know, Alex, I think you've spoken to a lot of families as you do these workshops that you're doing with me. I can tell you one thing is it's amazing. Usually the wife or the husband or significant other, maybe they're good at taxes. Maybe they're good at investments, but the other partner usually isn't. Usually both of them are really sharp. Not that I'm saying you guys out there listening to me aren't, but usually it's either one or the other. The question is, what happens when the lights go dim on the gentleman or the wife or husband? Their lights go dim and who's calling the shots? And the question is, when they call the shots, do they know how to look at the taxation? Do they know how to pull money out of the accounts and where to pull money out? How do you take care of this loved one? Who pays the bills? And I think this is the very important step is, what's the game plan if your lights go dim? We didn't talk about numbers, did we? We talked about what's the game plan, Alex. Mm-hmm. And I need to know in our firm what we want to find out is if your lights go dim, are you going to handle it? Is your partner going to handle it? Your spouse going to handle it? Or your kids? Let's get to know them. And so number one, the junk drawer is who's going to handle the junk in the junk drawer? Do they know what to do? The second part of the junk drawer, which is where you say the rubber band. And well, the question is the ladle that's handling in there, who's going to spoon the money out? How do you take money out of the junk drawer? How do you take money out of these financial plan? And if there's not a game plan in place, you could be pulling money out of the wrong investments when you should optimize your investments from the right investment tools. Well, who knows how to do that? I guarantee you, in my family, my wife does the bills. She handles all the payments. She's amazing. I don't want to deal with that. Do I know how to do it? Yeah, but she's more efficient. What if my lights go dim? Frankly, I'm worried about what if her lights go dim?
Yeah.
Who's going to be my backup? And I think I get those questions, Alex, so many times when the spouse comes in and their lovely, their significant other's lights are going dim. And I'm speaking to the one who really doesn't know much about the finances or the legal issues, or I have to speak to the kids and they don't even know what to do. This is a huge junk drawer that becomes open. Then once the drawer is open, we start to look at it. We have to now really analyze all the investments that they have and monies they have and the assets. And I think this is the junk drawer that many people are not paying attention to. The will, power of attorney, living will, the tax returns, and then the investments. And then where do you pull money from? So that junk drawer could be really, really messy for many people listening right now. And if your drawer is kind of discombobulated, maybe you feel like you're in order. Here's the good test, Alex. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should speak to your, if you have a significant other or a spouse, or maybe your kids, ask this question. If something were to happen to me, where would you go to for help? And does that person or does that team know who to go to? Does that team know where to take money out of? Has that team looked at the tax returns before they take money out? And this is where you get excessive taxation, pulling the money from the wrong accounts. And as you say, the financial drawer is now even more discombobulated. And you scratch your head going to bed at night and says, you know what? I need to get my affairs in order. Is that what you're kind of saying about junk drawer, Alex? Because I can tell you I see this all the time.
Well, absolutely, Scott. And for people out there that might be thinking, man, I need to get my financial drawer figured out. How could they get a hold of you?
They can give our studios a call. I'd love to speak to them off the air. No cost, no obligation. I promise you I'll be able to answer your questions. I don't know if it'll be 100%, but I will speak to you. 609-488-4646. Very easy number if you'd want to give our studios a call and maybe even get a hold of me. No cost, no obligation. 609-488-4646.
And Scott's made it real easy, too. You can go online for more information, 609-488-4646.com.
Now, that's right. That's right.
Made it real easy. I love it. Now, Scott, when people are putting plans together for retirement, how often do they overlook taxes?
You know, the question really is when the financial advisor, I ask everybody when they come in, that's literally everybody that walks in my office, they want to meet me for the first time, and they get to know, I ask the question, when your financial advisor or the salesman asks to review the tax returns on a yearly basis, how often does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And they usually say, that never happens. I mean, they've never asked for that. They just want to look at the numbers. Well, I think you'd agree with me, Alex. Numbers are nice until they're taxed. And when they're taxed, they get a little bit messy. Would you agree?
I do. That definitely.
So we got to look at the tax return, because the tax return is like a symphony without a flute player. You got to have the flute player. It's almost like the good book I read. If your finger hurts, the rest of the body hurts. If your toe hurts, you can't run as fast. If you have something off, you've got to look at everything. And the tax return is one of the critical tools on a yearly basis that the advisor should at least ask questions about, and as far as I'm concerned, review it. That's why I built McLean Tax Advisory, because I wanted to have the ability to let our clients know you can use our tax firm. It's very inexpensive. It's like $110 for a financial clients. We'll do the tax returns, but the reason we did that, Alex, for the purpose of it was very simple, really simple. I'm able to have their tax returns, of course, with their permission, attached to our files. So if something were to happen to either one of the spouses or the single individual that's out there and their kids don't even know about taxes, they can give us a call. By the way, it happened today where I got a tax return that's mailed in the mail. Will you file my tax returns? Like you're saying to us now? They're not even a financial client, but they heard about us and from a radio show just like this, and they wanted some guidance. And here it is. What is it? This middle of the year? And they want us to do their taxes? Well, we can do it. But the kids don't know what's going on with mom and dad. But in this case here, she's now going in the nursing home, which I'm now able to tell her where to take money from or guide the children. Even though they're not a financial client, we'll help them. I can tell you that we will help them. And so that's really important to understand the whole picture of the tax return.
Well, absolutely. And also tell me about how important it is for us to be tax efficient in retirement.
Well, tax efficient is really important. A person just left us today. They had a tremendous amount of municipal bonds, and I found out they were, of course, tax-free. Their yield was so anemic that they probably should have had it in different investments to get a better return, because they weren't getting a biggest bang for their buck. Why? Because the tax returns revealed to me that they were in such a low marginal tax bracket. Why the heck are they investing in municipal bonds? So that was the first thing that was blazing to me. Even before I looked at their portfolio, I saw a portion of it. But as I'm looking at the portion of their portfolio, then I looked at the rest and was like, wow, this is. And I asked this couple, when the tax return went across your advisor's eyes and he looked at the tax returns and then recommended the municipal bonds, what did he say? And they said, well, he never looked at it. And I guess, Alex, my question to you is, if I didn't look at a tax returns, why would I recommend municipal bonds? Not understanding what Paul Harvey say, the rest of the story. Hmm. And that is really important to get bolstered or improved, because you could really save more money by being more tax efficient.
Now, if persons out there, they've been working with a financial professional, should they get a second opinion?
I think they should. My mom and dad both died of cancer. Let me make it real clear to you. I did get a second and third opinion. I didn't want to believe it.
Yeah.
When you find a mistake, and you're looking at the portfolio, and then you look at the tax return, it's almost like an MRI. But if you don't look at the tax return, you're just looking at one sheet or two or three sheets of paper, however many they print out. But with another set of eyes, I call the tax return eyes. And then I'll throw in this left hook, Alex. And then looking at the will, power of attorney, living will, come to find out that they don't have the right beneficiaries on the investment statements that correlate to the will. And I'm thinking, this person really was out for one thing. What can I get? Not how can I help? And I think this is another huge mistake by looking at all areas of the three blind mice, looking at the three different areas that are critical. So they've got to look at the tax returns, Alex. You brought that up very clearly. They've got to look at the legal documents. And I can tell you that's important, which I can go into further, but that's really important. They look at those on a yearly basis. They ask questions.
Well, and whether it's the first, second, maybe the third opinion, how could people get a hold of you, Scott, if they just wanted some more information?
If they want some information, be happy to speak to them off the air at no cost, no obligation. It's 609-488-4646. I can get some commissioned reports that they'll get them. They're on our website, Alex, at 609-488-4646. And if they simply go to .com, that's our website as well, it'll go right there and get some great information that could really, as you sit home at night and versus all the financial people, all the TV shows, sit in the quiet of your house, have a relaxing time, and really focus, as you spoke about the beginning of the show or one of our segments we spoke about, the financial drawer needs to be uncluttered. This is where I call it the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral. Why? Because the junk drawer wasn't cleaned out and causes nothing but tax problems, possibility, and inheritance problems. So clean out that financial junk drawer. I can promise you that. If it's not cleaned out, it will cause troubles, possibly down the line.
More information also available on the site, which can be reached at 609-488-4646.com.
I've got questions. You've got questions. We've all got questions. Coming up next, Scott answering those questions with our mailbag segment. Stay with us. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
Scott gets questions each and every week about all things retirement. So now, hear Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. We got the mailbag segment, and this is always a lot of fun and important, too, to answer the questions of some folks out there, some common retirement questions. And so we've narrowed down some good ones, Scott.
Let's start off here, and this is a good one, I believe, because I don't think there's a whole lot of guidance out there in this regard. How much life insurance should I have? Life insurance. How much is enough?
You know, that's a loaded question. You see, in the early years, you need a lot of life insurance, but the later years, you don't. Now, obviously, that's called the theory of decreasing responsibility, because in the early years, you don't have a lot of money. So you're saving, you got young kids, you got high debt, you got a mortgage, you got a car loan. And so in those years, you probably need a lot of life insurance. But as you don't have a lot of life insurance, maybe you just save money. This is where the buy term and investment theory came many, many years ago from Art Williams. Brilliant thought, although there's a problem within that, but let me stay with me. But also in the early years, you don't have a lot of money, so you're saving. Now here you are, you're old, like we are, those listening right now. Maybe you got some young people too. I had a couple of young callers come in and they said, Scott, I listen to your radio show. I said, you do? All right, well, thank you. So your kids are grown. There's no more debt, or maybe you don't have your mortgages paid off. You don't have that much spending. You're not blowing and going as much as you were. And so life has changed. So the theory of decreasing responsibility. So I like to use a theory, and I've kept that with me, called the dime, D-I-M-E. How much debt do you have? You have a total debt of, let's just say, $25,000 in debt. And then we have income, okay? So if I had income, D-I, if I needed to replace $25,000 of income, simply take $25,000 I need to replace and divide that by 0.04, let's say a 4%. Well, $25,000 at 4%, you divide that number, that means I need a pot of at least $625,000 if I want to replace that income. So that's $25,000 there. And so we divide that by, again, 0.04, which is 6.5. Now we have M, mortgage. Do we want the mortgage paid off? Does my lovely spouse want to pay off? Let's say that my mortgage is $100,000, and that brings us to $750,000, and that's M. How much in mortgage? Now, if you have two or three mortgages, depends, the renters are paying it. Maybe you don't have renters and you're not paying it, but do you want it paid off or not? E. For those people who are going to pay educational expenses, maybe you're taking care of your grandkids. Something happened to your son or your daughter, and maybe you're taking care of the grandkids, but you want to make sure their education expenses are covered. D-I-M-E. So let me make it simple. Very simple. 609-488-4646. Please don't put this aside. You may not need any insurance. Some of you might be financially independent. You got plenty of cash. But what if you burn all the cash up because you're in the long-term care we spoke earlier about, and you used all that money? Could you leave anything to the kids? Number two, maybe, just maybe, you want the house paid off for your spouse just in case the lights go out and there's a terrible accident. Maybe you just want to pay the mortgage off. So there's other types of policies if you qualify. Now, Alex, I want to leave this to you people listening to me. A client came into me, several people, and I always ask lots of questions before they even think about being a client or before we even accept them as a client. We found out that he was disabled. Alex, his premium on his life insurance had he had $375,000. I'll never forget it. And I talked to him, and we started going through the fact finder, the will, power of attorney, living will. I looked at the tax returns. I saw the tax bracket. I saw the marginal tax bracket. I was showing how to reduce taxes. And then I also weaved into the area of looking at the will, power of attorney, living will, finding out, wow, who gets all the money? How is the beneficiary set up? Then I looked at the investments. When I got to the life insurance, after asking him how his health was, I found out he had a clause in his policy that would have paid the policy for over 20 years. It was actually 21.6 years. The premium on his policy wasn't much for some of you listening. It was just $2,500. When I looked at it, I'm like, wow, I said, you have this clause in the policy in the back of the, I read the back of the policy. That's where I went to first. Mm. And I found out that he had in there clause that would have paid the premium for his entire life. And I looked at it because he got disabled in a car accident. 5 months later, after telling him exactly what to do, exactly how to handle it, he comes in with this big bottle of Johnny Walker, the good stuff. At least that's what people tell me. It's the best, the very expensive, I guess. He showed me a receipt for $53,750 he got back for premiums he paid in that he didn't have to pay in. Now, if you're listening out there and you have insurance, you might want to keep it. I don't know. Maybe you don't need insurance. But the biggest question you're asking, Alex, is the dime theory. Debt, income. Do you need to replace the income? Do you want to pay off the mortgage? And do we have any education expenses? Most of us pay the kids' college. Maybe we want to pay the college off. Maybe you have plenty of money. But maybe you want to have that and cover from tax-free money. And that's what smart people do. They look into insurance. Also, the secondary type of coverage is called debt-free money. Dime, very simple. And then the theory of decreasing responsibility or the theory of responsibility when you get older. Alex, next question.
I love it. Mailbag questions. If you have a question, give Scott a holler, 609-488-4646. Again, Scott can be reached at 609-488-4646. How about common credit mistakes? Somebody might be thinking I need to build some credit. Somebody might be thinking I need to educate a young person in my life about credit. Somebody might be thinking what opportunities exist later on in life. What are some common credit mistakes, Scott?
Number one is you open up a lot of credit cards, but then you start canceling them. That's going to hurt your credit score if you need the credit. Many people I'm talking to right now, Alex, probably don't need credit. I mean, you're a young man. I'm an old goat. But a lot of people out there don't need the credit. They're not buying stuff anymore. But if you're still buying stuff and you got a credit card, just kind of put it away. Maybe put it in a coffee can, put it in the freezer and with water so you're not tempted to use it unless you're a credit card holic and you're cracking up bills. So you want to eliminate that debt. Second thing, of course, on top of that is if you have some credit, maybe you're just building your credit. Maybe some of you listening right now, maybe you had a bump in the road. Maybe you went through a bankruptcy. And you're now trying to build your credit. Well, get a couple credit cards. Even if you're 60, why not build it up in case you need it? So I'm talking to both types of people here because this could be helpful to you. And that's a great question because debt can be a good thing. Good debt like a house, revolving debt versus fixed debt. How you pay the debt off is critically important. Revolving debt versus fixed debt. And so I think about that and your credit card and the debts you're going to have. Then I think about when you're going to buy things. Because really, when you pay off your mortgage, you have pretty much a debt. And if you had a equity line of credit, equity lines of credit pays off faster than fixed mortgages. Let me say it again. Equity line of credit pays off faster than your fixed mortgages because the interest keeps going down on the equity line of credit. So you're not paying interest on that principal. So if you're paying extra money in to your mortgage on a equity line of credit, that means you don't pay that much interest on the next payment cycle. So it eats up the debt much faster versus you think about the revolving debt, the 18% could kill you. So really be careful if you're trying to pay your debt down, you might want to give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. I just really want to help people that are in debt. You know what? Life happens. We all go through poop. Some of you might be saying, oh, I don't need to worry about this segment. I don't need to listen to this. Well, that's okay. I guarantee you might have a friend out there that's going out to dinner with you that might be not in a very good position. Maybe they're hurting and they're using their credit card not because they want to, because they have to. Maybe a good consult, maybe have them give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. But again, you kind of want, when you look at debt stacking and revolving debt, that could lead to debt-free financial independence. And we love to help those people with those questions. Again, I just want to, you know, I go into depth things. I get so excited. I've been in the business now going on my 41st year, and I love helping people and educating them what to do. If you'd like that help, if you'd like to say, Scott, I want a guidance. I need help. I'd love to talk to you off the air. 609-488-4646. That's why people come in and visit with us, is because we educate them, showing them smart, sound decisions to make their money work for them. 609-488-4646. Why do you think I called our show Financial Insanity? Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this was helpful. Look forward to hearing from you guys, and stay tuned to our new workshops. Go to our website, 609-488-4646.com.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing or McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.